Ciao a tutte, tutti e tutto. Vorremmo condividere con voi due testimonianze della vita palestinese in Germania, perché ieri, domenica 22 ottobre, si è tenuta una manifestazione in solidarietà con la Palestina nei pressi del Duomo di Colonia in Germania. Qui, le due sorelle palestinesi, Lina e Dina, sono state fermate dalla polizia insieme alla loro mamma per ben 2 ore e mezza. Quello che è successo è emblematico della repressione che i movimenti pro-Palestina stanno vivendo in Germania in questi giorni. Le tre stavano lasciando la manifestazione quando dei contromanifestanti pro-Israele le hanno avvicinate per un confronto poi rivelatosi violento e rabbioso. La polizia, che era già presente sul luogo, è intervenuta allontanando le tre donne palestinesi e prendendo i dati personali di una delle sorelle, mentre i contromanifestanti, pro-Israele non sono stati né allontanati né identificati. In seguito la polizia ha attenzionato, il cartellone che una delle donne palestinesi, portava con sé e che mostrava, il confronto tra, un'immagine, abbastanza famosa del film Il bambino con il pigiama a righe, dove, un bimbo ebreo e uno tedesco si guardano attraverso la rete del campo di concentramento in cui è rinchiuso il bimbo ebreo. E a confronto c'era invece un'immagine molto simile di un bimbo palestinese e uno ebreo che si guardano attraverso il filo spinato in cui è rinchiuso il bimbo palestinese. Accanto a queste due immagini sul cartellone campeggiava la scritta: dov'è la differenza? Per i poliziotti il cartellone in questione poteva essere potenzialmente antisemita, ma la decisione sul da farsi spettava ai superiori, la cui risposta si è fatta attendere per ben 2 ore e mezza. Ora, Dina, la sorella a cui è stato notificato una specie di verbale, non può più portare il cartello in questione in pubblico e rischia una denuncia per apologia dell'Olocausto, denuncia definita dall'articolo 103, paragrafo 3 del codice penale tedesco che recita come segue: una pena detentiva non superiore a 5 anni o una sanzione pecuniaria sarà inflitta a chiunque in pubblico durante una riunione approvi o neghi o minimizzi un atto commesso sotto il regime del nazionalsocialismo. Ora sentirete le due testimonianze in inglese delle due sorelle che sono state intervistate sul luogo durante le 2 ore di fermo. La prima testimonianza è di Dina, la ragazza che è stata colpita da questo atto repressivo della polizia tedesca. La seconda è della sorella Lina. Grazie mille a tutte.
I can just tell you what just happened. We have been in a pro-Palestinian demonstration, and we wanted to go back to our car, back home. We just realized that there is a pro-Israel demonstration, and then there were a few people, just maybe around 10, 12 people. They waved for us and winked for us to come over so we can have a little conversation to each other. So I came over and started a conversation with a few women. Well, let's say it wasn't that respectfully. But let's try to be, which is okay. On the other side, then there was a man seeing my sign and telling me that this sign isn't okay. It's showing us that I'm pro the Holocaust, that I'm thinking that it's a good thing. Well, just to explain my sign is showing two different pictures. One of the movie, the young boy with the pyjama, which is known as one of these movies explaining a little bit of the time of the NS time. And the other picture is showing one of which is really similar, like two boys sitting in front of each other with a fence in between, talking to each other. Like one picture is the one in the movie, and the other one is a Palestinian boy in front of is an Israeli boy, talking to each other. And then there is a question: where is the difference? So now I'm standing here waiting for the police to check if this sign is really okay or not okay in Germany. We will
They
see
can
what
charge you with something. What did they tell
Well,
you?
I could. It depends on how bad they are categorizing my sign. I could become an Anzeiger, like from the police, a piece of paper where they say, "Okay, Miss Dina, you got an, yeah, you did a huge mistake in Germany, so you will have to pay something, or you have to do something, or you, I don't know what." at the end of the day, they even can't really tell me what is coming out of this.
Okay.
But yeah, we will see.
Do you feel like that the police right now gave you all the details about what's happening, like who is taking the decision, the process?
Well,
what's
I could tell you what my information is. My information is just they took a picture of my sign, then they sent it to anyone. I have no idea who. Someone from the police above, anyone who's sitting above. Who is going to decide that now? I have no idea who is going to decide it. I have no idea on which categories they are going to decide. I have no idea why are they even thinking that I could say with this sign that I'm okay with the Holocaust. How do you have these ideas? But okay, I don't know what they are going to do. I have no idea what is the conclusion. I have no idea what could happen to me. I have no idea what is going to happen to me at the end of the day. But I know my rights. I know that this sign is not saying anything bad. I'm not okay with the Holocaust, obviously, as I'm not okay with what is happening in Gaza right now. So how could you compare it with each other? So yeah, now I'm at the point waiting for a result, seeing what is happening, seeing if they really think that I'm pro-Holocaust. I have no idea how they even could think about this, but it's okay. So yeah, we will see.
Do you feel you can freely speak
no.
about this in Germany?
No, right, I don't think so. In fact, I would know that in work, a few people are going to wait for me, just waiting for me saying something bad so they can talk with my work. I have a few friends lost their work because of what they are talking about, because they are pro-Palestinian. I know, let's say at least this sign is not saying anything bad. Why am I now waiting here for around a half an hour, waiting for anyone, and I have no idea who, is going to tell me what is going to happen next? So we are in Germany, and the other side had a few signs which weren't okay too. Why am just me standing here now? Why is it just me? Why is it not the other side too? And the other side was shouting not nice things. Why is still just me waiting here? And for me, it seems like I'm just waiting here till the other side is leaving, so they will not realize that I'm okay with this sign, which is just giving me the feeling like, okay, they are better than me or what? What happened? So yeah.
Danke schön.
Danke.
Tell everything that you want.
You see your cousins, your aunts, your family, how's dying? Alhamdulillah, not my family, but most of my friends have family right there. My parents leave that country like for 17 years, the beginning, and we have nothing. We were like, we had everything. Alhamdulillah, we had a home, we had a land, we had everything. We had life, and now we have to live in Germany, where people are like. Yeah, I know your people are dying. I know you have to see how your aunt is crying, has his child in his arms and don't know what to do. But it's all right, you have to live with that because you are not Jewish. Actually, Israel isn't Jewish. And I'm not talking about everyone who is living in Israel. I just talk about the people of the government who's standing there and see that. And it's like, no, it's all right because you're Muslim. You are Muslim, it's alright if you die. And now I'm not even allowed to stay where I want to stay. I have to shut my mouth and that I can't even say what I want. Because people are like, that's anti-Semitism. But it isn't. If I don't know if you know that, but Arabs actually also Semitism. So if you against Arabs, you are anti-Semitism. I'm half German because I lived here. I go to the school. I learned everything. Like you see, my English is very, very broke and my Arabic is even broker. But at the same time, I have my culture, I have my religion, I have my people right there. I can see that. I know how beautiful the people are there and how friendly and how delicious the food is. But people just want to see the terror side.
Do you feel that your life here in Germany, in Köln, has changed since the what's happened 10 days ago?
No, because my whole life I have to live with words like the N-word or the C-word. I don't know if you know that. The Zigeuner. my whole life I have to, I never will forget how my teacher said to me, where are you from? And I said, from Palestine. He looked at me, he like, ah, Netherlands. No, it's not not Netherlands. I'm from Palestine. It's the land, it's the country, there are people. And now I don't go to school, I finished school, but I see my friends how they struggle there, how the teachers are saying, no, no, you are lying. Your sister isn't there dying. Your brother isn't there dying. Those are lies. Maybe there's a little change, but not much. Germany has never changed since 1945.
Okay. And do you feel that you have open communication with German people that were born and raised here about this topic?
There are some people, definitely. But most of the people who can say something is afraid of or don't have the same mind like me.
Thank you.
Thank you.